The ECB is out with its latest policy decision today, and the broad consensus is that there will be no change to the policy outlook. The central bank isn't expected to make any change on rates, and the area of greater focus will be on the timing of a taper. But at the moment, the market thinks the central bank will be okay to hold off for a few more months with respect to any decisions here. And so the current pace of asset purchases will likely be maintained, especially with financial conditions tightening, the EU vaccination program still less than halfway to target, and EU recovery funds still needing to be doled out. There are some out there that are calling for a reduction of asset purchases given an overall improvement in economic indicators. But even if this is the case, this would be more about an operational adjustment than a structural change that would have the central bank exiting PEPP. We also think the ECB has been following the Fed track. And with that said, we see the central bank erring on the side of accommodation while downplaying risk associated with rising inflation. But if there is an area where we think the market could be at risk of reacting, it could be in this area, as we believe the case for transitory inflation is becoming increasingly difficult to justify. Technically speaking, key levels to watch in the euro come in at 122.20 and 121. A break above or below will be required for clearer directional bias. That's all for now.